How you doing, folks? I'm Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. You're listening to the very best in food 411 on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of the SoCal Restaurant Show, but the better news is we're going to be right back here with you next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024, and you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA Angels Radio app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Calico Fish House on Pacific Coast Highway in Huntington Beach. We're giving Chef Andrew the day off today, but hey, no worries. He's going to be right back here with us next Saturday morning with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Oh boy. The only thing I enjoy more than talking about pizza is eating pizza. But remember, the last weekend in April, 2 weeks from today, is Pizza City Fest LA in the events deck in downtown Los Angeles at LA Live. If you like pizza, this is an event that you just can't miss. And one of the headlining pizza establishments that's going to be serving tastes from their menu at Pizza City Fest LA is Truly Pizza in the beautiful city of Dana Point. They're just about to celebrate their year anniversary. And two of their acclaimed pizzaiolas are with us here in studio finishing the show out, Chris and Sergio. Gentlemen, welcome back. Sergio, the honors of the Truly Pizza culinary team keep piling up. As we mentioned earlier in chatting with you, the big deal in the pizza industry every year in the United States is the International Pizza Expo in Las Vegas. And if you are at all connected with the pizza business, either as a restaurateur, a pizza chef, a supplier, or whoever, this is an event that you don't miss. But in addition to all of that, there is a competition. So tell us a little bit about the competition, Chef Sergio, and you are a recent award winner. So please fill us in.
Yeah, so we went into Vegas for the Pizza Expo, and as a team, we went together and we came out as winners. I went in the traditional division. There was only, you were only allowed to use two different toppings. With off of their list, and we were thinking about what we wanted to do and the different combinations of ingredients, but I knew we had something special with our pizza dough and our cheese and our sauce, and I want to put it truly on the map, you know. And I know that I've been in this industry long enough that with my skills combined with our product, we could win it. And I decided to go with the cheese pizza because there's nothing to hide. You know, cheese, sauce, dough, that's all. And through, we did the preliminary and then the finals, I took first in both. And not only did I win the Southwest region, I also won the entire traditional division as well.
Chris, you had to be enormously proud.
Yeah, I mean, I can't put it into words. Serge is such an amazing person, first and foremost. And like you said, with that cheese pizza, there's nothing to hide. Of course, you use great ingredients, but it's also his technique that brought home that trophy. It was amazing to watch him do it. I mean, we set it up just like we were in the restaurant, basically. And, you know, he did his thing. I told him while we were there, just do what you do every day and we'll be fine. And it worked. I mean, it's all him. You know, he's being a little humble. Like there's
a lot humble, yeah. Chris, but hey, it endears him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, we're just lucky to be able to make pizza every day. So I think for him, you know, kind of getting that notoriety too, it's a lot. You know, we're just doing what we do every day, and he did it. But he's an extraordinary pizza maker, and he used those ingredients and believed in what he was doing. And like he said there, with that cheese pizza, there's nothing to hide. You see, you get these beautiful products and his beautiful technique, and then ultimately you win the whole thing.
Serge, you have to tell us, in terms of the number of competitors that were in your category, this is a lot of other folks. So how many people were you competing against?
In that division, probably about a little over 100, right around.
Chef, amazing, and congratulations. Now, Chris, getting back to you, when you judge a traditional pizza at a pizza restaurant, you know, certain chefs say that in terms of judging the culinary talent of a potential chef or a team member, that if they can't do a good roast chicken, not going to happen.
Sure.
In the pizza world, I would imagine that the simplest pizza is probably what you would judge their ability by, because, as you say, it's like three or four basic ingredients. Am I wrong there?
No, you're 100% right. And I'll tell everyone who's listening, if you own a pizzeria or you're dining in a pizzeria, the easiest way to tell if there's a pizza maker in the building, in the dining room, they eat the crust first. Everyone else takes the bite out of the tip first, but pizza makers always go to the crust first. And we want to see that technique. We want to see what you did with that dough. And that's the easiest way to spot a pizza maker anywhere in the world.
Chris, I think you've just given us a great tip. But, you know, as we would say, that slice of pizza is not going to be any better than what that base dough is. And if that doesn't sing, you're going downhill.
Yeah, it's the foundation for everything. You know, the dough is the key to life, basically, in the pizza world.
Now, we've been telling everybody and we've been encouraging them, 2 weeks from today is Pizza City Fest LA, second annual. We know you're going to be there on Saturday. Can you tempt our audience at all, if you will, about what style is going to be there from Truly Pizza?
Yeah, we're going to do our square pizza. We did it last year as kind of like a newcomer to that whole scene, the LA scene, which we welcomed with open arms. We had a great reception. We did a vegetable pizza last year. We did a really fun eggplant pizza, and it went extremely well. So we're going to go the same kind of route. We're going to go vegetables again this year and really highlight everything that California has to offer in that produce game, which is fantastic. A lot of people, you know, will put meat on pizzas and pepperoni and sausages and all these different routes, and we love the beauty of California produce. So we're doing a little mixture of some zucchini, some summer squash, a roasted pepper pesto, some stracciatella, and I think some fried shallot on top. We're still kind of working the ins and outs of exactly what we're going to serve, but it's going to be around something in that range.
Chris, sounds delicious. Now, based on your experience last year, how many square pizzas are you going to be bringing? Because in essence, you're going to finish it there, correct?
Yeah, so we'll just par-bake all of the shells at Truly, and then we'll bring them up. Last year, we brought, I think, 225 or 250 squares, so cut into eight. I don't know. You do the math on that. But we ran out on Saturday.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so we're assuming the same will happen this year. We're really lucky to share a booth with Tony Gemignani, so that always brings the heat also when you're with Tony.
a little friendly competition. Chris?
Never competition, but he, you know, there's always you can't compete with Tony. Let me say that. You know, that just there's
always, and he will tell you that.
Yeah, there's always eyes on him. So we're lucky enough to share that booth. I believe we are sharing a booth with him again this year. So you know, it's always great to work side by side with one of the greatest to ever do it. And then, like I said, we're going to do some vegetables and have some fun. Really, a light, refreshing pizza. It won't weigh you down. That's the key to our dough is the fermentation process. It's super easily digestible. We know you're going to be eating, you know, probably 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 slices of pizza. So with ours, you won't have to worry about that digestion and having to feel like you have a big ball of dough in your stomach. That won't happen with us for sure.
Well, Chris, you bring up a good point because I enjoyed the square pizza when I visited you a few weeks ago, and particularly enjoyed the Suprema. But it's not like you're having a loaf of bread with your pizza, and I think that's important, particularly if you want to enjoy a couple different styles.
Yeah, we're lucky that our customer base, our guests, typically get a round and a square each time they come, one of each, which is great. They check out both styles. But our whole goal, I think I told you as well when you came in, and it's kind of that what we adapted from Metro Pizza as well, is we want it to look like a brick but feel like a feather. It looks big, and you're like, how the hell am I ever going to eat this? And then before you know it, you're 2-3 slices in because it's so light and airy. That was been our goal from day one, is to have people look at it and be like, oh my gosh. And then once they eat it, they realize that it's just a pillow of love.
I like it. In our remaining moment, Chef Chris, you also have salads on your menu. Yeah. What is your favorite salad that's on your menu? And give us a little overview, if you will.
Sure. Well, first I'll tell you the restaurant's favorite salad, our guest's favorite salad by far is the wedge. They love our homemade
steakhouse
ranch
wedge.
And we present it a little bit differently, a little easier to eat, and there's some beautiful dates on there and blue cheese crumbles, and our house-made herby ranch loaded with a bunch of fresh herbs, which makes the difference. But my favorite is the Spaniola. I just love that flavor combination, the Marcona almonds, the pear, like a Membrillo quince dressing. It's fantastic. We put some speck on there as well. Top it with some shaved manchego cheese. It's just all those beautiful flavors and textures together. That's one of my favorites. Sweet, salty, crunchy, sweet.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Chris, as we need to say goodbye one more time, where you are in Dana Point.
Yeah, we're in the Lantern District, right on Del Prado. Easy to find. We're a big, beautiful white building. Lemon trees all around us, so come see us.
Definitely, and closed on Mondays.
Tuesdays.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, closed on Tuesdays, but otherwise 6 days. And look for the chefs in the open kitchen, because you will see them. They are there. As you like to say, there is nothing to hide. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my absent co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl. He will be back next week with his usual Ask the Chef segment. My thanks to Howard here in technical excellence at Angel Stadium. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. Next week, we're right back here with another fresh show. You definitely don't want to miss it. We're proudly presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Be safe, good eating, and we will see you next week.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.